Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple's new product Red iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus are now available to pre-order, one day after Apple announced the special edition colors, which will benefit the Product Red campaign to fight the spread of HIV and AIDS in Africa. Both the new red and black iPhone models will hit stores at the end of the week and likely only be sold until early September. And Apple has picked up a new sci-fi series for its upcoming video service. The latest will be a TV adaptation of the book trilogy Foundation, which, quote, takes place in a time when the Milky Way is under the control of the Galactic Empire. A mathematician named Hari Seldon develops a method to predict the fall of the Empire, leading him to form a group known as the Foundation to preserve and build on human knowledge and speed the rise of a new empire, end quote. That's according to a new report from Variety. Apple hasn't formally announced its upcoming video service yet, but Apple's Eddie Q promised the video service will be based on great storytelling when discussing it last month at South by Southwest. And Instagram has released a new rumored feature called Focus, which lets users take portrait mode-like photos with blurred backgrounds when people are detected in the frame. Apple has offered a version of this feature that uses depth to create a similar effect that works with most objects and not just people, but Instagram's new focus effect works on iPhone 6S and later. Facebook, which owns Instagram, has added the ability to check if user data was compromised by Cambridge Analytica, either through a notification or through a new support page linked on 9to5Mac. And Spotify is reportedly planning to add more features to its free streaming music tier in the coming weeks. That's according to Bloomberg, which says users will, quote, be able to access playlists more quickly and have more control over what songs they hear on top playlist, end quote. The move is certainly intended to grow the overall user base for Spotify, which recently went public, with the free tier supported by ad revenue. And having more accounts makes it easier to convert free members to paid members in the future. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.